Vladimir Putin calls Russia's nuclear arsenal a deterrent factor in war, and today he stopped short of promising not to be the first to use them. Putin told the Kremlin's Human Rights Council that the threat of nuclear war in the world is rising. He reiterated that Russia will defend itself and its allies with all the means it has if necessary. In Germany today, more than 3,000 law enforcement officials conducted raids aimed at breaking up what authorities called a coup attempt. According to prosecutors, they detained 25 linked to a far-right terrorist group that wants to overthrow the government. It's called the biggest ever raid targeting right-wing extremists in Germany. In China, it's reiterating the whole wide-ranging COVID-zero policy that is blamed for damaging the economy. Beijing will now allow for some people to quarantine at home instead of in centralized camps. It's also scrapping virus tests to enter public venues. COVID-zero pushed down consumer and business confidence and left people stuck in a cycle of outbreaks and lockdowns. And in the UK, house prices fell at the sharpest pace in 14 years thanks to rising mortgage rates. That's according to mortgage lender Halifax. The firm says prices fell 2.3%, the third straight decline. The typical property in the UK now costs a little more than $346,000. Global news 24 hours a day on Darren on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm John Hyland. This is Bloomberg.